produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, and it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and the broken pieces of your life. He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for us to know that He loves and cares for us and our every need. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in this world or in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage you, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give help in your brokenness in your lives. I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome any battle in your life. You can move past your brokenness in your life. By sharing my personal testimonies, I teach how I choose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences and testimonials of others, using scripture to glean from the Bible, and asking questions to glean upon, I teach how you too can overcome many battles of brokenness that you might face. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books and to go over some devotions that I have written for my books, and want to talk about the things that we are dealing with in our lives right now. I have used the quote in the introduction of my book for you several times, and it states, "It's plain and simple, our lives will involve tribulations." John 16:33 states, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me to remind us all that we can learn from trials in our lives. The trials that you experience will be a great testimony to someone else someday. Someday, we will all be able to look back to the times of our trials and tragedies, and we will be able to be a blessing and a help to someone else in need. God can carry us through our broken times in our lives, and He can help us to build off of those times of our lives. Today I wanted to talk about wounds. I think about the wound that I have on my arm from my curling wand. As I was curling my hair the other day, I accidentally touched the wand with my arm. And if you know anything about curling irons, they are very hot. And so it was at the highest setting when I touched the wand accidentally. And so now I have a big little, well, not a big, but a little circle, or the shape of the wand, that is now peeling the skin, actually. And so I've had to treat it and bandage it up, and then hopefully it'll heal pretty quickly. Now, when I first touched the wand, it was very painful. It sent immediate shock. But then after that, you know, the skin started toughening up a little bit, and it started to feel better, like it wasn't damaged at all. And then the skin, the top layer of skin, started peeling off, which led to the sensitivity of the new skin that's trying to grow back. And so I had to treat that so that it didn't become infected or anything. And I put some antibacterial ointment on it, along with a Band-Aid over it, to kind of protect it as it's healing. So as I thought about my topic for today, I want to talk to you about wounds and how important it is to clean that wound and to cover it up so that it can heal properly, just as I did for my little burn. If you skip any of these steps, it could lead you to an infection. And that's one thing I did not want, was for this little circle to become infected. And so you can hide infection under the Band-Aid, but once the infection is there, it will take stronger medications such as antibiotics that you take orally, or maybe a stronger antibiotic cream to put on it. But it takes stronger medication to heal it up completely and to take care of the infection that's set in. So make sure that you clean your wounds and you bandage them properly. Well, the same technique that we do for our wounds on our bodies, we can use those same techniques for our hearts that have been wounded. The Bible says in Psalms 147 verse 3, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." This is another favorite verse of mine. Let me read it one more time. "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. When you have a broken heart, it's important to clean it with reading God's Word, and then to cover it with prayer. If you skip doing these things, it can only lead you to further infections such as heartbreak, anger, resentment, bitterness, and self-pity or remorse. These infections can lead to discouragement, depression, and extreme guilt, and so many other things. This is why we must thoroughly clean our hearts by allowing Christ to speak to us by reading His Word, and then bathe and cover it with prayer. Ephesians 4:29-32 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." As Christ instructed us in 1 Peter 2, verses 18-24, we are to love and forgive anyone who brings about wounds to our hearts. Then we are able to watch our own words and cling to Him in these times. He will remember this the next time that you need forgiveness for opening up a wound to someone else. Maybe saying something you don't mean at the time, but out of anger you say something to someone else. You will then need that forgiveness from the Lord or from that person as well. The Bible says, "Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." And that's in 1 Peter 2, verses 18-24. And I know that it was a long passage of Scripture there, but there is so much in that passage of Scripture that we can glean upon. Just by Christ's example alone can we become, as we deal with people who hurt us. And Christ is the one who heals our stripes. Or by his stripes we are healed, excuse me. We are to lean upon him when someone hurts us or when a tragedy hits in our lives. When we are hurt emotionally, the fastest way to stop the emotional bleeding is to place a Band-Aid, like I explained, on top of your wound, but to also place a Band-Aid of bitterness on. Band-Aids here are going to represent two things. Band-Aids are two words that seem to almost fix everything, right? when you have a child that falls and gets hurt and comes to you crying, immediately they ask for a Band-Aid because it fixes everything, right? So that's how we are as God's child. We should run to Him begging for a Band-Aid to fix our problems. Band-Aids bind up and protect the cut for a little while, at least maybe until it heals. If anything, a Band-Aid will make you feel better, right? Simply because you have something covering up the wound that you have. That is exactly how bitterness binds up and protects the hurts in your heart. As we experience brokenness in our lives, it is so easy to put that Band-Aid on and cover up the pain that we are really feeling and keeping it buried inside. But if you don't deal with the pain and keep your heart clean, as you should clean a wound, and then give it completely to God, as you should give any wounds to the doctor to help you to heal or give you medication to heal those wounds, you will definitely be destroyed by infections of bitterness and anger. And as it says in Hebrews 12, verses 14 through 15, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. The Band-Aid can cover up wounds such as bitterness, but it doesn't get rid of the wounds of bitterness. In Chronicles 32, verse 24 through 26, it tells us that Hezekiah had the same wound of bitterness that I'm speaking of. It says, in those days Hezekiah was sick unto death and prayed unto the Lord. And he spake unto him and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. When Hezekiah was very ill, Isaiah prophesied that he would die. Hezekiah turned to the Lord then in prayer, and the Lord allows for him to live longer. The Lord gave his life grace and allowed for him to live a longer life. There was a wound that Hezekiah had, and it was a wound called pride. He struggled with this wound, and even after he was healed by God and given more time to live on this earth, he still struggled with the wound of pride. Like Hezekiah, a lot of times we have to be reminded by the Lord of all that he has done for us. The Lord reminded Hezekiah of his miracle of healing and also the miracle of deliverance from the vengeful king of Assyria. Isaiah 38:7 says, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing he has spoken. The Lord tested Hezekiah through his health, through the wanting of the Assyrian invasion, through the flooded waters about their city, and even his own servants who spoke against him. Hezekiah was tested in so many ways. I imagine that for a certain amount of time, it must have been a struggle for Hezekiah to lean on the Lord as his band-aid through the wounds of his life. I too have had struggles such as Hezekiah, where I forget that God is always there for me, and I struggle with leaning on the Lord as He heals my band-aids in my life. God allowed for Hezekiah's wounds to help heal him from the pride that he had, and the wounds did heal him in His and God's timing. This is true for our lives also. God may allow many wounds and tragedies in our own lives, but how many bandages and cleanings do we have to go through in order to heal and turn it completely over to God? Give your wounds, your bitterness, your pride, your pain, whatever you are struggling with, give those things completely to Jesus. Allow for Him to heal your brokenness and bitterness. And give all of these things that you are struggling with completely to God. Put the band-aid on, clean up the wound, and then take it off after it completely heals, and use what God has taught you through your trials to glorify Him. The Israelites also had the wound, or had a wound. They had the wound of bitterness. One of the Israelites' greatest challenges was crossing the Red Sea. God led them out of evil Egypt and saved them from the miracle, or with the miracle of parting the Red Sea, for the Israelites to cross through on dry land. You would think that they would have been forever grateful of being able to escape. But no, just three days after this miracle, they began to grow bitter and complain because a physical need was not being taken care of. At that moment, they needed water, which they found. But it was bitter, as it says in Exodus 15:23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Where they should have been the people who should have been and had the most faith in their life that they could ever have because of all that God had already done for them, they moaned and they complained, not thinking of God's promises that He gave. He promised to take care of them if they obeyed Him, and He expected them to obey without complaining. Complaining and discontentment are both rooted from bitterness that emotionally sets deep inside of us. This is what happened to the Israelites. When they lost sight of their God and His promises, they immediately began to become bitter themselves, and then they complained. The Lord had to teach them a lesson in this. Yes, He did end up proving to them by making the water sweet and drinkable after they threw the bush into the pond there. But He also taught them a valuable lesson. He taught them to steadily keep their eyes on the Lord and to obey Him with the right kind of heart. And then He would keep His promises. Bitter waters brought out bitter attitudes. Bitterness never wins. Remember this the next time that you feel things that are not going your way as you thought they should have gone. And so Satan tempts you to become bitter in those times or moments. I've recently struggled with this battle myself. I have the same struggles that you have. And I had to stop and remember that if I let it fester inside of me, it would destroy my spirit. It would destroy the things that God is trying to teach me through my own personal battles. Hebrews 12:15 says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any man root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Bitterness starts out like a small root, then it festers, sprouts, and grows until you are covered in it from your head to your toes. Becoming bitter when things don't go your way is not a healthy lifestyle. It only makes things much worse for you mentally and physically. I can be one to testify to that as well. As we allow our heartaches and pain and disappointments in life to guide us, bitterness comes along and then resentment comes after bitterness. When you allow for your Heavenly Father to guide you, He begins to restore your mind and to restore your body. He is the only healer in life that can take away your burdens of bitterness and resentment and the different things that you struggle with due to different trials in your personal lives. Remember that the Lord will keep His promises, but you have to do your part to not allow bitterness and complaining to grow roots into your tree. While you wait, stay busy for Christ and have a sweet spirit. Allow for Him to heal your bitterness. Allow for Him to help you to overcome the things that you are struggling with in your mind, the battles that you are fighting right now. Jesus can take care of every single one of those battles if you just give them to Him. Take those burdens off of your shoulders and place them on Jesus's, and He's going to be right there for you to help you and guide you through your hard times of life. While you wait, simply stay busy for Christ and have that sweet spirit. Christ will heal you in His timing, just as He promises. These thoughts come from some of the topics from my book, A Better Broken for Youth. My new book, A Better Broken for Ladies, has been finally released, and you can find more details on my A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection Facebook page. And then I will also be using parts of the ladies' book for devotionals in the near future. And so I ask that you would please pray for me as I continue to listen and to say what God wants for me to share with you all. And remember that no matter what you are going through in your life, God is there for you and He loves you. And through your brokenness, no matter what it may be, you can be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you're not alone. It is my desire to share what the Lord places on my heart, and I pray that I'm a blessing to each and every one of you. As I close this program for today, I want to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. I also wanted to say a special thank you to two wonderful ladies who I call my friends, Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk. I am incredibly blessed to be able to continue on this journey. Thank you for asking me to be involved in this program. And I also want to say a special thank you to my husband and my children for their love and support. And to my other family and precious friends that God has blessed me with. Thank you all for your love and support. Thank you for listening. I also want to say a very special thank you to all of you who continually listen to our broadcasts. Again, this has been a Better Broken Radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can listen on my Facebook page, and I'm also working on a YouTube page as we speak. If you're interested in any of my books or handmade resin jewelry, you can also find me on my Facebook and Instagram business pages under the title A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in my books, you can also find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.